This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
So we will call our meeting to order. It's the September 2nd and 3rd, 2020 meeting of the Game Fish and Parks Commission. We're doing it by Zoom. Probably the next time we're going to try to have an in-person meeting in October in Fort Pierre. We'll see how that goes, but that's what the plan is. So, for now, Rachel, would you call the roll?
Yeah. Commissioner B?
Here.
Locken?
Here.
Olson will be tomorrow. Sharp?
Here.
Spring?
Here.
Whitmire?
Here.
And Jensen.
Here.
We have a quorum.
Thank you. So before I read the conflict of interest disclosure, John Kotelnik has a couple of announcements to make about how we're going to proceed.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, Commission members. Secretary Hepler, John Kotelnik, staff attorney for Game Fish and Parks. I just wanted to touch base on two things. Both are in regards to the public hearing and open forum. For the members that are, or the members of the public that are listening, we recall that we've kind of tried to do it alphabetically to gather names to see who's going to testify. We're going to try to do something a little more streamlined. So if you plan on testifying at either the public hearing or open forum, if you could email Rachel your information, and her email address is rachel.comes, C-O-M-E-S, at state.sd.us. And in that email, just include your first and last name, city and state, and what topic you'd be wanting to talk on. And maybe, Mr. Chair, if you could do that, just for maybe a quick reminder, 15 minutes before our public hearing, for those that are joining late, maybe we could do that and try to gather as many of the names as possible to try to streamline that process a little better. And the second point I wanted to touch base on is, due to the unconventional scheduling of this meeting, typically we're a Thursday-Friday meeting, and this one happened to be a Wednesday-Thursday. I mean, based on some conversations and requests we've had from the public, and after speaking with you, Mr. Chair, the public hearing will be held at 2 p.m. We'll take all the testimony for all the individuals that are here today, but it would be my recommendation that after everyone has spoken today, that you suspend the hearing and then reopen it tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. to capture anyone else who maybe wasn't aware of the meeting was today. That's all I have, unless you want to elaborate on
those. No, that's good. Thank you for that. So I'll read the conflict of interest disclosure. Now is the time for the Commission to consider any written or verbal disclosures of conflicts of interest by current and former Commission members. If any member of the Commission has completed a written disclosure of a conflict of interest, the Commission will consider the disclosure at this time. If any commission member wishes to verbally disclose an interest in a contract as defined in SDCL 3-23-1, a direct benefit from a contract as defined in SDCL 3-23-1 and 3-23-2, or any other conflict with any matter on today's meeting agenda, please identify the contract or other matter in which you have the conflict of interest and generally describe the nature of the conflict. Also, if during the meeting you become aware that you have a conflict of interest with any proposed contract or other matter, please notify the chair of the conflict and generally describe the nature of the conflict. If you disclose a conflict of interest, the commission must vote on whether the matter underlying the conflict is fair, reasonable, and not contrary to the public interest. You may not participate in the commission's discussion and vote on the conflict. Does anyone have a conflict of interest to disclose? Seeing none, we will move to approval of the minutes. We will need a motion.
Sharp moves.
Whitmire second.
Any discussion on that motion? If not, Rachel, will you call the roll?
Beast?
Aye.
Locken?
Aye.
Sharp?
Aye.
Spring?
Aye.
Whitmire?
Aye.
Jensen?
Aye.
All in favor, motion carries.
Thank you. Number three is additional commissioner salary days. Does anyone have any? If not, we will go to number four, which is the commission meeting schedule for 2021. And this says Chris.
Yes, good afternoon, Mr. Chairman, commission members. Chris Peterson here. I think all of you have received a copy. What we're putting in front of all of you today is a proposed calendar that will set the meeting dates and locations for next calendar year's commission meetings. We'd go January through December with those meetings. In your list, we've got a couple of meetings proposed for PEER, and then many, if not all, of those same considerations we talked to all of you about most years. Getting out on the road, having that May meeting in Custer State Park, as well as some other communities, East River and West River. One of those main considerations now in the world that we live in is making sure that we have a significant, you know, coverage or bandwidth or speed, internet services, streaming services available if and when we attempt to stream some things, have connectivity while hosting these meetings. So those considerations have been included within this list. Throughout the list, you'll see dates move around a little bit for holidays. If we're making room for a conference like the WAFRA conference, those kind of things are factored in. I think we've got an occasion there where you might see, as we are sitting here today, a meeting date that doesn't start on a Thursday, those type of things. So considerations for a lot of different things. But again, trying to get out, have a couple meetings in and around PEER that that are much more easier to handle when we have legislative things going on. But other than that, getting on the road quite a bit too. So, Mr. Chairman, I think every one of your commissioners has the list. Got a couple options for you. If everyone's content with what we have, we could have you approve the list right away now. Or, Mr. Chairman, if there was considerations to talk about, or if you wanted to discuss with commissioners and pass this tomorrow, that would be an option too. But for sure, if you're ready, we could proceed with a vote right now too.
Anybody have questions or comments or suggestions or concerns?
Mr. Chair?
Commissioner Sharp?
Did we get the Yankton meeting figured out? Or is that going to be a work in progress that we can change if necessary later?
Yeah, I think Commissioner Sharp, you hit on both cases. Still a work in progress. For sure, we know that last time we were down there, we had some connectivity challenges, and those kind of things have been addressed or in the process of being addressed right now. So for sure, we'll make things available at a much more workable situation if we proceed down there. But yeah, for all commissioners as well, if we get a month or two down the road and something here doesn't work, there's always the ability to change these things on the fly, as we've done most of 2020 already.
Are there questions or comments? If not, we either have a motion now or tomorrow to approve the schedule so arrangements can be made going forward.
I'll make that motion. Commissioner Beast. To approve the meeting schedule.
Is there a second?
Sharp.
Any more discussion? Not. Rachel, will you call the roll again, please?
Beast?
Aye.
Locken?
Aye.
Sharp?
Aye.
Spring?
Aye.
Whitmire?
Aye.
Jensen?
Aye.
All in favor, motion carries.
Good. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Yes, you're welcome. So we get to number five, which is volunteer recognition, and from time to time,